All right. Hello. Am I speaking to Rick?
Yeah.
All right, Rick, how you doing? Happy Monday.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, I love the name of your company, Stinky Scrap, right?
my dog, Stinky and Scrappy.
Oh, man, I love it. That's great.
I know,
all right.
Right?
Yeah, that's a great name.
My dog.
Yeah. I would definitely call you up for sure. I love it. All right. Well, look, I know that you were speaking to Angela, and she does a really good job of explaining what we do. Basically, she did put a couple of notes. She said you're the sole owner of the business. Is that correct?
Yes.
Got it. And she put that you're huge on word of mouth and referrals, which is obviously, you know, that's the biggest, that's the biggest thing out there, right? Word of mouth and having a really good, solid reputation. That's always really good. She put here that you're, I don't know if you're aware, but you do have an actual, listing on Yelp. Do you currently use that service?
I did. And then they kept, everything I would do wouldn't take. And they would say, oh no, I see it here. I'm like, well, nobody else can see it. So what good does that do? So
yeah.
I canceled that.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I definitely would as well. The reason for that is it's, you know, Yelp is good, but you know, it was created, right, for food services. That's the reality. It was made for food services, restaurants and you know, nail salons, things like that. But when it comes to home services, it works okay. Not all the time. But the main service that you're focusing on right now, the breadwinner of the company, is junk removal. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
I'm mostly sewer, replace, repair, clogged toilets, clogged bathtubs. That's where the money's at. That's where I'm good at. No,
gotcha.
Junk removal. I've done trash outs for houses where somebody buys a house, buy it as is, you know, kind of thing.
Okay.
And I go and I clean out what was in there, furniture, clothes, dead bodies, you know, stuff like that. And then, I'm insured that I've got excavator ID for sewers, drywall painting, handyman, minor fixes. I don't like, and I've done, you know, a lot of plumbing. I can do PEX, copper, and drains, of course. That's my main thing. Water leaks, I fix things.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And you said that you are, licensed and insured?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not a plumber.
I don't have a plumber. I'm not.
Oh, I see.
For plumbing. But
okay.
Drains, you don't need a license.
Yeah.
You don't need a license.
Yeah.
But I am insured for it.
Okay. All right. That's really good. Okay, good. All right. Well, good. So, you know, what we're offering you here is an exclusive listing, right? So basically what opened up is a listing within our company for the category in your area, right? So whether it's sewage, you could focus on, you know, a little bit of handyman work here if you're doing, you know, junk removal when it's necessary. Basically,
yes.
In a nutshell, what this does is when someone is typing in a keyword search on Google, we make sure that your company populates on that first page. Now, Rick, why is that important, right? Why does this work? Well, even if you're getting referrals or even if your business is word of mouth, people always want to look up your business and see if there's any online credibility or online exposure, right? They might look at your reviews. They see if you have a website, a little bit more of testimonials of what people are talking about your business. That always gives, you know, people an inclination of doing business with your company, right? So, for example, just to paint the picture for you, right now when I type in sewer services, right, in Fort Wayne, Indiana, the following companies are showing up on the first page. You got AAA Sewer Service. You got Shoda Sewer Service. You got Rick's Sewer Service. We got A1 sanitary sewer and drain, affordable sewer service. You got Jeans sewer service. Have you heard any of these companies in your area? Drain Doctor?
AAA and Shota have both subcontracted me before when they're, you know, extra busy or somebody calls in sick or Shota, they had their excavator operator moved on, or I don't know what happened, but I worked for them for about 3 weeks, and then like I said, they'll subcontract me sometimes, and they, anytime, you know, and let's be real here, anytime that they get bumped down on the Google search, their guy goes in and you know, notches out the other people.
Yeah, so that's,
I know
yeah,
for a fact.
Exactly, right? So those companies, so AAA and Shota, they're ranking first and second, and they're, I'm pretty sure they're alternating. But anyhow, they have an SEO company, most definitely, 100%, like you mentioned, that is doing the SEO work for them, right? So, you know, just having a Google listing, it's not going to do you any good. The magic behind it, Rick, is for someone to really optimize it and get you ranked on that first page. The reason why I bring these companies up, Rick, is because, once again, when I'm doing that search on Google, they're coming up. And what's happening is they're capitalizing on a percentage of those searches to the point where they have to subcontract you because, you know, they're taking on a lot of work. So that is where we can have your company listed and us being a Google channel partner. We're a partner with Google.
If I'd have said that one, I probably could have got away with
Chris, right?
Yeah, I'm here. My name's Chris.
Sorry, I'm not by myself right now. I'm kind of working a little bit.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So bottom line.
Sure.
Like InstaService, I signed up with them now. What do you, are you just trying to sell me something? Or are you a company that wants so much a month? And give me a reverse. So you're just trying to hook me up with Google. Is that it?
No. So I'm not trying to sell you anything, right? So I just want to be clear. You know, at the end of the day, this is a service that's going to pay for itself, Rick. I mean, what we're offering you is an exclusive listing. We have two things that I can offer you, right? We have a lead service, right? Have you ever heard of Google Guaranteed as a lead service?
Not really, but go ahead.
No. Okay. So Google Guaranteed is the very, 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 very top of Google. And what Google does is they make sure that those companies that are on that top of Google, they're top recommended companies, right? So there's a couple requirements for it, but I'm pretty sure that you can, you can fulfill those requirements. So what that is, it's a lead service through Google, right? It's a pay-per-lead. So it's not a pay-per-click, and that would be, even higher than the companies that I mentioned with AAA and Shota, okay? So, you know, in your area, right, just to give you an idea, each lead that's a sewage lead, it's about $18 a lead, okay? So, you know, okay. It's got to be a qualified lead, and that's more of a, you know, once again, more of a good lead. If they're calling you about something that has nothing to do with your business, then obviously that wouldn't be a qualified lead. So the requirements for that is Google is requesting a background check. You know, if you don't have any, like, crazy stuff on your record, like felonies.
I passed background checks, yes.
Okay.
I did that with InstaServe. Have you heard of InstaServe?
I'm sorry, InstaServe?
Yes, InstaServe Pro.
Yeah, I never heard of that. What is that?
Okay, people call... And I work for another place out in New York, too, is the same thing. But they could, for some freaking reason, they could not understand that Huntington is like 30 miles from me, and I'm not going to drive to Huntington for X amount. And then they start getting too greedy and not paying me for travel time. You know, they think because I live in Indiana that Michigan is right next door. No, it's an hour just to get to Michigan. You know,
it
so,
is. I live in Cleveland, yeah, I know.
Yeah, so I just kind of severed ties with them. I forget the name, what their name was, but they are, you know, they, let's just for argument's sake, they're based in California. And they are nationwide, and, you know, a lot of companies are still growing. They're not renowned, but, you know, hits and misses here and there. That's the other company was like where I did Dollar Tree and stuff like that, because they have chains across, you know, the nation, stuff like that. So it might be Big Lots, something like that, where I have to go in and fix the toilet, unclog the toilet, put the toilet in, stuff like that. So InstaServe Pro is more homeowners, and if I have a problem collecting, they just kind of, you know, step in or whatever. They give me the lead. It doesn't cost me anything. I don't know how they collect on, they tell them I can give my quote, or they have a standard, which is higher than what I normally charge anyhow. So I don't know. I don't know what they get, how they get it, whatever, but I just started with them last week. I passed the background check and all that bullshit and stuff. But so far I've done is going to unclog a bathtub, which a lot of people don't know how to do. But it's easy. You know, it's listed as a 2-hour job. I do them like 15 minutes. They're easy.
Gotcha.
Don't overflow, but go ahead.
Do you use a snake by chance? All right, you use a snake?
Nope.
Really?
Just use a plunger. Use a plunger, a rubber glove, and a screwdriver.
Holy moly, how do you do that?
Your overflow connects straight to the drain. So if you try to plunger it, all you're doing is breathing. And you're breathing through the overflow, okay? I take the overflow off, take the handle of the screwdriver, wrap a rubber glove around it, shove it down into that inch and a quarter pipe, and plunger the drain.
Interesting. Okay, I see. Yeah.
So I'm blocking off the vent, we'll call it, for the drain, because you got a trap. You got a trap. You always got a trap on any drain. It keeps the stink from coming back up. So
that's true.
Bathtub, anything, you've got a trap. So you cannot get that big a fucking snake, bring, I don't care what, through that little trap. And then you've got a 90 right after that, 9 times out of 10. All it takes is a plunger. And then, you know, built the bathtub with some water, cut off the vent and plunger it. And then once it goes, the extra water in the bathtub flushes it through. Simple.
Or there's a bunch of hair
around the drain. That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it ever is.
And that's where the screwdriver comes in. Yeah, thank you for that advice. I mean, I've had those situations. I had to call someone to help me out with that. But yeah, I'll try it out next time for sure. So we got that service as well. For some reason, the system's telling me that it's a failed category for some reason. It's not, sewage system is not in the area for some reason. So I do apologize for that. So that's one of the services. But the main service that I was offering, once again, is 100% the first page placement on Google, right? And then once that the category can open up, that will get you in that Google guaranteed section. So basically, in a nutshell, right, just to shoot you straight, you mentioned that you're a straight shooter. What we're offering you is that first page placement on Google, right? So once again, you'll be right there ranking where AAA and Shota, right? You'll have a website. Okay. So I can include a website for your business at no additional cost. This is work that you've done. I can see you have pictures on Yelp. So some of those pictures, you can put them on your actual website, okay? So that's really, really good. Another thing that I wanted to ask you, do you currently have a Facebook business page for your company?
Yeah, but it doesn't work right. That doesn't work right either. I can't really do much on it. It's an extension of my normal page, and for some reason my buddy has a Facebook page, and he can do things on it, and I try to talk to him. He's super busy, but I can't do hardly anything on my it doesn't allow me. For some reason, I don't know why. I mean, maybe I did something years ago or whatever, or, you know, maybe Mark Zuckerberg overheard me degrade his greatest stupid hairdo, and
that
got me fans.
That can't happen. That can't happen. No, I'm just playing. I'm kidding. No, you know, here's the thing. You know, we can go in there and program and get your business Facebook page up and running, and we'll run ads for you. So I don't know if you heard, has this happened to you when you're, like, talking to someone, like you just mentioned, right? Do you think Mark Zuckerberg heard you? But it's kind of true.
I could talk about a 4L60E transmission. Also,
and then it
YouTube
comes up, right?
And Facebook and everything comes up. It floods my account with whatever I talk about.
Exactly.
I know about that.
Yeah, so that's what we do. It's Facebook retargeting. So we can add that. And then we can put you on other directories. We'll put you on Apple Maps, and then we'll get you on Bing, which is another search engine. So everything here is month to month, right? There's no contracts here, Rick. The whole bottom line is to get you work. When people are looking up your company, you're to be found, right? Whether they're typing in, you know, plumbing, sewage, they're typing in junk hauling, whatever the keywords are, right, that you offer, handyman services, we make sure that you're populating up there, okay? Now, once again, everything is month to month. You don't have to marry us, Rick. You just want to see that it's definitely going to work for you. So what I can do for you is I can waive your setup, $200 off your setup fee. So the initial investment for your business would be $398, and then every month would be $299, right? So that would be, once again, the first initial is to get the programming started, to get your website going, get your programming for your Google Business Profile. Like, we'll get you set up correctly. We'll get your Facebook up and running for the business. So we'll get all these things going for your company.
Sounds good. Can I call you back this evening? Dude, I'm not pulling your chain. I'm not blowing you off. But I really can't talk about this right now. I can always talk on speakerphone because, like, if I put it on off speakerphone, I can't hear anything.
Right. I could hear, you know, we've been on the phone for a little bit. I could hear the background and, I think you were talking to one of your employees. Here's the thing. Shoot me straight, Rick. Is this something that you feel would benefit your company?
Yes. It sounds like something reasonable. I'll try it out. You got to do the web page. You got to fix my Facebook page. I'm very interested. $400, and then next month, if I'm not happy, you don't take down, you don't fuck with my Facebook page then, right?
No.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Okay.
I'm going to save your number. I have you. I don't have
Rick,
you.
Yeah, no, Rick, I'll send you a text message or my number. So let me ask you this, right? I know you're busy. You got to get off the phone.
Yes.
When would be the right time to get back with you or connect with you?
Where are you at, Chris? Where are you located at? I am Eastern time.
Yeah, I know. You're in Indiana. I used to live in Ohio for about 3 years, and I it was pretty cold, right?
Okay, where are you at, Chris?
Our headquarters is California, so all the Google partners are located in California, and we're in California. So we're 3 hours behind. You're three hours ahead.
Right. Why California and California and Illinois are the most expensive tax?
Oh, I hate California, to be honest with you. Yeah, I hate California.
Newsom and
don't even get started with that, Rick. Please don't get me upset.
Okay, all the fucking fires. Why don't they just call it California?
Oh man, don't get me started.
California's always fucking on fire.
It's he's only out for himself, but hey, we'll leave it at that. Oh goodness, like, don't get me started, Rick. Then we're gonna go on a tangent right there, right? But yeah,
oh,
California.
My God.
I know.
I'm just waiting for that breath, but I thought for sure, I prayed that fucking earthquake in Russia, and I prayed the tsunami would take out fucking half the goddamn California. And flood almost to Nevada. I lived in Tucson, Phoenix for about 12 years.
Okay.
It's hot as fuck, but you know.
Well, I'm not too far from here. I'm in the high desert. I'm in I don't know if you ever heard of Apple Valley or like Victorville, Hesperia area, in California. I'm literally
I think I have, because hasn't it caught on fire once or twice?
Yeah, it has. Fires are crazy out here, but yeah, as far as the tsunami, I don't think it can reach up here, but I'm safer there. So
you could have beat for a property.
To pay $2-3 million for a shack, Rick, no thank you. I'm good on that. Anyhow, so yeah, what time would you like to reconnect, Rick?
Today is super hot, and I'm not going to be in a good mood. I tell you how much right now. Let's.
It's okay. See you tomorrow.
877 number. I will call you tomorrow. Touch base. What's going on? Where I'm at? My schedule. How about we do that, Chris?
Yeah, I just send you over my number. We can go from there.
I saw that. So, and I will let you. I will definitely call you. I am very, very, very dependable. I'm not a flake. So I will call you. Let's know my schedule is, and we'll go from there. But right now, you caught me off guard.
I get it. No worries.
Okay, thank you.
We'll talk soon. Thank you, Rick. Okay.
Okay, bye.